This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Today we observe Veterans Day, and now a story of one soldier and his battle to rebuild his life here at home. His name is Tim Farrell. He came back from Afghanistan depressed and drinking, but he's trying to get better. And as Dan Gorenstein reports, he's now reaching out to other vets.
46-year-old Tim Farrell sits at the kitchen table in the condo he shares with his parents in Hooksett, New Hampshire. When you first meet him, you see a well-put-together middle-aged guy in a plaid shirt and khakis. But there's also something that's not quite right. Tim's remembering his first day home from Afghanistan, the moment he came through the door.
And I thought to myself, things haven't changed at all.
But somehow, everything was different. He grabbed a beer, and another, and another.
And I got up the next morning, and I didn't do a thing all day. Pretty much stayed in the room because what I was most afraid of was that somebody would ask me, what was it like in Afghanistan? And I didn't want to answer that question.
For the next year, Tim burrowed in. When he did leave, it was just to bring his new best friend, a six-pack, back up to his bedroom. His mother, Sarah, didn't like what was happening.
And I said, Timmy, I just love you. I want to help you, but I don't know how to help you. And he's, oh, there's nothing you can do. I don't have any problems. I thought he might hurt himself. Kill himself, really.
Sarah finally decided to take charge. She shoved him out the door to the vet center for counseling. There, they got him to stop drinking. They got him on Zoloft for depression. They even got him to go to group therapy. Tim slowly rejoined the rest of the world. He now works for the vet center, trying to help other struggling veterans. That would be a nice end to the story. But Tim says he still can't shake Afghanistan. Part of him loved being over there, a soldier in the middle of the action. To understand it, you have to go back 15 years. Tim was a guy in his early 30s who didn't know what he wanted to do. Office jobs, computer jobs, in and out of school, none of it clicked. Then Tim enlisted in the New Hampshire National Guard.
I wanted to test myself. I wanted to see if I had within myself those qualities that make a good soldier and a good person. The loyalty, the duty, the honor.
He volunteered for Afghanistan. Excited, he started fantasizing about the new, the improved Tim Farrell.
John Wayne movies, that whole persona, the whole myth, subconsciously is a very powerful thing. I wanted to be John Wayne. I knew it was silly, but I wanted that ticker tape parade down Fifth Avenue because Sergeant Farrell had saved America yet again.
And it all seemed like it was coming true. He saw some action, firefights, riots. He was okay. But then, midway into his tour, Tim stopped emailing.
It was the only time he was gone the whole time that I got nervous. I just had an awful feeling that something had happened.
In early February 2005, a civilian airliner crashed in the mountains about 20 miles southeast of Kabul. Tim's unit had been ordered to retrieve the bodies.
We were airlifted to the bottom of the mountain and had to climb up to the top because the aircraft couldn't reach that elevation. My job is to take pictures of the deceased for future identification. As we get to the top, we see some of the Afghan national soldiers. When they put the bodies in the bag, it's so steep that they can't take them down one at a time, so they throw them down the side of the mountain and they fall like an avalanche. I'm looking up, I'm walking up, and I'm out of breath because of the elevation. And the path that winds up goes through a cleft of two big rocks. And in this rocks, there's the upper torso of a woman. She's older, probably middle-aged, black hair, strong nose, wide lips, and inches away, her body is just torn apart. There's just pieces left. And we can't find all the pieces to put into the bag. And I get up close to take that picture. I look down the length of the body bag and I try and name the vertebrae, the different parts of the body to try and make it less of a person and more of a thing. Because it's easier to think about it that way.
Coming off the mountain, Tim just felt glad to be alive.
It finally made real for me just how fragile life really is. It's not a thing we can take for granted.
And that thought punctured the whole John Wayne myth. But he'd invested so much in being a soldier, he desperately wanted to prove to himself that he could do the job. Over the final 6 months of his tour, he felt a growing distance between the soldier he wanted to be and the person he was. It left him empty.
I think I noticed for myself that things were different on the plane ride home from Afghanistan. Everyone was so happy and they were jubilant and practically dancing down the aisles of the plane. And I was sitting alone with my thoughts. And I didn't feel happy at all.
Tim's mother, Sarah, picks up a photograph of Tim taken at the top of the mountain.
He's just standing looking into the camera. I can't tell if he's smiling or just grimacing, really, to tell you the truth.
Stuck between smiling and grimacing is a pretty good way to describe Tim Farrell for the 2 years since he's been back from Afghanistan. On the surface, life is going pretty well.
When I want to be, I can dress really nice, hold a good job.
At the same time, he's always thinking about Afghanistan. He thinks he probably killed people over there, and he wonders if he's going to go to heaven.
They're funny thoughts, but I think about them constantly. I want to be a good person. Can I still be a good person?
Maybe what gnaws at Tim the most is the sense that he did his duty, but didn't become who he wanted to be. His dreams of being back on that mountaintop, the ambiguity of war, the constant dread he felt for 12 months.
Not being able to put this aside diminishes me. As a good soldier, I should be able to drive on, to do what I need to do, and to get it done. And yet, I'm held back by these memories. And it makes me question just what kind of hero I am. This is not the way John Wayne always ended his movies.
Tim is getting his master's in social work. He says today is better than yesterday, and tomorrow he'll be back at work trying to help other veterans. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.